How do you greet people? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week people are, you're starting to feel overwhelmed by your job, your responsibilities, your duties, your obligations, would you remember the laugh today? Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is a sense of humor. Remember, you don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And we laugh not because we necessarily feel good. We feel good because we laugh, because it releases these natural painkillers called endorphins. Folks, you gotta laugh. What would we do if we couldn't laugh? I believe that this world would be uninhabitable if we didn't have the ability to laugh. So on Wednesday, I encourage you to laugh. Find an opportunity to laugh. Share a laugh with somebody that he spreads it even more. You know, laughter is contagious. Be a spreader, okay? So, today's scripture quote from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 10. It's part of the Christmas narrative. The angel said to them, them is the shepherds. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." What a greeting. Now you can understand why I asked you at the beginning of the program, how do you greet people? Greetings are important. Remember when the Christmas story starts at the Annunciation and the angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Hail, full of grace." What a greeting. How do you greet people? Do you say hello? Do you say what's happening? What's up? Yo. Do you say good morning? Do you say good evening? How do you greet people? Do you ask them how they are? Greetings are very, very important in human relationships. They're also very important in human-divine relationships. If we could greet each other with good news instead of bad news, if we could walk into the house instead of saying, "You have no idea what kind of day I had." If we could just walk into the house and say, "Hi, it is so good to see you again. How was your day?" If we could just take the, you know, crossing the threshold of our homes, we have to make our homes sanctuaries, okay? They have to be places where we feel the presence of God. That the places where we share the gifts of God that each one of us has. Our houses have become motels. People sleep there, they eat there, but we have not made our homes sanctuaries. Do that, okay? And make sure that when you're at home, you're not just listening to all the news, because the news by its nature is bad news, at least the news that we get from the media. We need to be able to bring good news. Our greetings have to be, "God bless you, how are you?" Somebody sneezes. When somebody sneezes, do you say, "God bless you"? Or do you just say, "Bless you"? Or do you don't say anything? We have been given the ability by God to interact with people in such a way that we bring the presence of God to them. Now, we can bring them anger, or we can bring them love. We can bring them fear, or we can bring them joy. There's so much bad news out in our world, isn't it? There's so many scary things going on.
I'm always reminded of the story about a little boy. He left the broom out in the yard. It's real dark now. After supper, the mother says to the little boy, "Mikey, I want you to go out and get the broom in the yard." He says, "Mommy, it's dark out there. I don't want to go out there. It's scary." The mother says, "You don't have to be afraid. Jesus is out there. He'll be with you." So the little boy walks, opens the door a crack, and he says, "Jesus, if you're out there, would you hand me the broom?" Yeah, I readily admit life can be very scary. But God has given us the ability, each one of us, to work together to build the kingdom of God, to bring good news like the angels did, to be able to say to each other, "Don't be afraid, I'm here. I'll do what it takes to help you." There's so much bad news that we hardly relax. It's like we have to keep our guard up all the time, lest we're taken off guard. This keeping our guard up all the time takes a toll on us. That's why on Wednesday, what do I invite you to do? I invite you to laugh. You know, in the business world, Wednesday's called over the hump day. It's like once Wednesday is over, there's only two more days to the weekend, and the weekend is when we chill out, when we relax. Well, you know, that's, what, 5 days a week we're going to live in misery? We're going to, 5 days a week we're just going to tough it out so that we can have the weekends? That's not bringing any balance to your life. Each day is a gift from God. Each day, God gives us the grace we need, the daily bread we need, to live our lives with faith, hope, love, and I would add joy. I would add laughter. You know, people are so quick to describe all the bad things that happen to them, all the suffering in the world. They forget to talk about the little miracles that happen. They forget to celebrate the little victories that has occurred. They forget to take time for joy and laughter, to sing and to dance. Somebody once said, laughter is a tranquilizer with no side effects. I like that. I just have to shake my head because so many people these days think laughter is not taking life serious enough. That laughter is kind of frivolous. I don't agree with that. If you listen regularly to this program, you know how important I feel laughter is. If you ever heard me preach, you know how much I use humor to make a point. Humor is a wonderful way to make a point. People really can't strangle you or shoot you or yell at you when you're making them laugh. Let me give you an example of that, okay? This is called What to Do in Case of a Fire. During a recent ecumenical gathering, a secretary rushed in shouting, "The building is on fire." Well, the Methodist hurriedly gathered in a corner and prayed. The Baptist cried, "Where's the water?" The Quakers quietly praised God for the blessings that fire brings. The Lutherans posted a notice on the door declaring that fire was evil. The Roman Catholics passed the plate to cover the damage. The Jews posted symbols on the doors hoping the fire would pass. The Congregationalists shouted, "Every man for himself." The Fundamentalists proclaimed, "It's the vengeance of God." The Episcopalians formed the procession and marched out. The Christian Scientists concluded that there was no fire. The Presbyterians appointed a chairperson who was to appoint a committee to look into the matter and submit a written report. And the secretary grabbed the fire extinguisher and put the fire out. That's pretty good. You know what it is? It's a stereotype of each one of those denominations, each one of those groups. Oh, you gotta laugh, folks, huh? You gotta laugh. Joy. The angels came and said, "I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
good news of great joy. No, I think people, if you have cable TV 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can get bad news. It's taking a toll. It's drying up our joy. Fewer people, it's my experience that fewer people laugh anymore. People walking around living quiet lives of desperation. You know, we got to laugh. We got to spread the good news, not the bad news. We have to have people of joy. We can't go around doom and gloom. Somebody once said, if you're happy, please notify your face. Jesus wants to use our smile, our laughter, our hands, our heart, our good deeds to continue to build His kingdom of peace, joy, and love. Your call. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for truck drivers. Now, our country is so big and we have such a network of highways stretching across our country that we got these big trucks that carry goods all over the country. Well, pray for them. Pray for truck drivers that they don't fall asleep at the wheel. Pray that they don't take risky chances. Pray they don't cut off people. Pray they don't tailgate. Pray that they deliver their merchandise in a healthy and safe way. Pray that while they're away from their families are kept safe from harm. Pray they don't give in to temptation while they're on the road. Please pray for truck drivers today, okay? Here's today's food for thought. The first lesson reading teaches is how to be alone. Not lonely, but how to be alone. The way I used to say it was, if you enjoy reading, you'll never be lonely. A lot of people don't read anymore. Oh, you got to take time to read the classics, the religious classics and the other classics. All right, let me see if I can make you smile or laugh right now. Frank and Joe were watching the news. A suicidal man was standing on a bridge and police were trying to talk him down. Bet you $5 the guy jumps, Frank said. You're on, Joe replied. They watched with great interest for a few minutes and suddenly the man threw himself from the bridge. Here's your $5, Joe said. I really didn't think he'd do it. I can't take your money, Frank confessed. The same story was on earlier on the 5 o'clock news. No, no, take it, Joe insisted. I saw it at 5 too, but I didn't think the guy was stupid enough to jump again. Great joke. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Send me your prayer intentions. Just drop me a note and let me know you listened to the program. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. You can write me a check to keep my hospital open for the poor in Mexico. Make the check TASH, TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.